Well, I want to convey the idea that there are eternal realities. There are things that are true, that are grounded, that are true whether or not we like them, whether or not we accept them. We don't get a vote. We're so used to all the polls that the media will take or the internet. And what do you think about this? And, cast my vote. Well, you know what? I don't get a vote as to whether there's a God. I don't get a vote as to what God is like. I don't get a vote as to whether Jesus Christ is God's son and whether he went to the cross to pay for my sins, deliver me from hell, send me to heaven. That is true regardless of whether I believe it. Where I do have a choice, a God-given choice, and one that must be empowered by work of the Holy Spirit, is as to whether I will accept him, whether I will choose to be his follower, whether I will go to my knees and confess my sins and repent. And I want, readers to understand that there are certain realities that are true, whether or not we choose to think about them or believe them, they are true. And in the end, that truth can either set us free, which it will do as we follow Christ, or it will be the truth that in the last day condemns us.